Good morning, everyone. This is Laureen Andy, Senior Coordinator from New Jersey. I'm your host for the Team Glacken call this morning, which, as I mentioned just a moment ago, I'm so honored to be a part of this morning's call. And as we all know, there is a summit gathering at the Shapley Corporation this week where the masters are getting together. So I'm sure we're all going to be waiting on bated breath to hear what our team leaders have to say. So that's really exciting proposition. But I want to, again, welcome everybody to the call. And we're going to be talking about the art of keeping the pipeline full, having a steady stream of contacts, and how to create a team culture within your team. I first want to start off by just making note to what Roger has created with the Shapley family in reference to our mission, our vision, our community, and our culture. I'm sure most of us on this call have heard Roger say that his vision for the Shapley family and our mission is to be recognized as the largest force of social, economic, and environmental change the world has ever seen. Now, that's a pretty hefty vision, but one that I know I am very, very proud to be a part of. And the reason why I'm bringing this up this morning is because when we're talking to people or as we're building our Shapley businesses, that's really what we're leading them to. We're leading them to a culture and a community of like-minded people who are open to learning and growing, who are open to change in their life, who are open to becoming healthier or maintaining good health, open to economic diversity. And I want to keep that in the forefront of this conversation right now since it is the topic, you know, developing our life, our pipeline, and also what are we leading people to? What is that community and culture? What are we creating under our umbrellas in our teams on a day-to-day basis? But it's so amazing that we're all partnered with such an elite company that puts that vision out there and holds it out there for us to latch on to every single day as we move forward and building our Shapley businesses. But the first thing I want to talk about around keeping the pipeline full, by the way, this is something that has always been very easy for me, but I know for a lot of people it's something that is difficult. Even in my own family, both my daughters are building the business with me, and my youngest daughter is struggling a little bit with this piece. So this is something that we're actively doing and exercising this muscle every single day as I'm working on teaching and training her how to build her Shapley business. But I want to get down to some foundational things that will make a very big difference on keeping our pipeline full and moving forward. Prefacing this next communication on just speaking to the new people on this call for just a moment. For the new people that are on this call, the first thing we want to do is make sure that we have our list of names down. I'm sure whoever has sponsored you has sat down with you and has mentioned that without our list of names, we're really out of business. We have no business because we need people to move products and services within our Shapley umbrella. So it's recommended that people put down in the first month of business 40 to 108 names. Now, that's something that Jennifer teaches. It's a tried and true message. There is some science behind that 108 number. I am not completely up on what that is right now, so we can certainly reach out to Jennifer on figuring out the science behind that. But again, starting out with 40 to 100 names, 108 names, so we can start talking to people about if they're open to taking a look at the products or the opportunity or both. Now, it's very, very important to know that the idea of building that list in the beginning is to really get through the list. It's not, We can't expect that everyone that we talk to is going to be open to looking at the business opportunity, and they may not even be ready to purchase some products. So we want to make sure that as we're going through our list, our vision around getting through the list is really to cross off people for now. You can always put them on a follow-up list, you know, for 6 or a year from now if they pretty much say no, and we can touch back with them after several months as new things are happening with Shaklee, or you achieve a certain goal, or they asked you to touch back with them and just say, hey, listen, a few months ago we had talked about the Shaklee opportunity, and at the time you didn't have much interest. Has anything changed in your life? Are you open to revisiting the conversation? So we always have that in our inventory to know that as long as we treat people with respect and we're not looking to sell people, we're just really looking to find out what their needs are. How can we help them? Can we fit something in their life that they're looking for? We want to create value in people's lives. So for the newer people on the call, again, so critical to get that list down on paper. I have to be honest with you, I wasn't really that good with that in the beginning, but as I'm teaching people and I'm mentoring people, I recognize how important that exercise is. If we don't get the people down on the list, A, we can't cross them off, and B, we can't add to the list if we don't have a working list moving forward. So following that, building our list, making sure that it's a working list, and by the way, the sooner we get that list down, the easier it is. You know, procrastination can be a devil at people's heels that are really non-productive, and I can speak to that personally. So I just want to give, you know, not so much words of advice, but don't make the mistake that I did. I'm the type of person that says, oh, I can keep everything in my mind, but it really doesn't work that way. And especially if you're going to be teaching and training people to become effective leaders, we want to teach the process as it is meant to be taught so people can actually experience success. So on top of that, layering on top of building our list, your upline sponsors can help you and teach and train you how to talk to people, to go through that list, to find out what's the best approach or how we can most effectively communicate and ask the questions to find out if people are open to taking a look at what we have. But foundationally, on a daily and weekly and monthly basis, it is so important that we stay plugged in. If we're not plugged in to the resources that we have to build our Shaklee business, we are not going to have an active growing pipeline, because what happens is if we are not actively plugged in and learning and growing, what happens is life sets in, demotivation happens, we start putting things off to the next day, and the next day becomes the next week, and the next week becomes the next month. And it was so funny, as I was preparing for the call today, my daughter Michaela was in the same room with me, and she heard me just going over some of what I was going to talk about today, and she said to me, oh, my goodness, Mom, I have to get myself back in gear. And what happens is people lose traction because they're not staying plugged in. And we have so many amazing opportunities to stay plugged in. Every Saturday morning we have this call by Jennifer hosts. Tony and Debbie do a lot of hosting on this Saturday team call, and Jennifer does such an amazing job in bringing people onto this call to really provide nuggets to people to help them move forward in building their Shaklee businesses. We have our Monday morning motivational call that Jennifer does. Tony and Debbie do a host of events during the week to teach and train people, to show the business opportunity that we can plug into. The corporation has a Monday night opportunity presentation. We have two events every year that Tony and Debbie put together. Jennifer has two events that she puts together, regional events that we call them. I can't stress how critical it is to get people around the community and the culture. That's what the whole foundation is of what we're doing. Because to build a Shackley business, in most cases, can people build it fast? Absolutely. Is the compensation plan designed where people can make money up front? Absolutely. But for the most part, many of us are building this business over and above a primary source of income. And that's a whole nother discussion, but keeping ourselves plugged in and being at these events and being around the community and the culture is our primary focus to help people truly understand what they're in, continuing to get educated in their art and craft of social networking, being a part of a network where we are truly the face and the words of expanding this amazing brand of Shackley moving forward. So many of us in our traditional businesses, we have to get educated, continuing education in order to do our profession. It's in real estate, people have to keep a current education process going on in the medical profession, in the insurance profession, in the banking profession. In our profession too, not only is that a necessity just up there with air, it needs to be a priority in order for us to build a successful Shackley business or any business for that matter. I don't know anyone in their art or their craft or their profession that is not in a continuing education process to become better. I'm certain that if we were all going to get surgery by a doctor, we would want to make sure that they were up and current on their craft and their art, and they knew what they were doing. We wouldn't want to go to someone who maybe wasn't up to speed, right? So again, foundationally, staying plugged in. And, you know, Tony is an amazing coach. You know, he's a bottom line guy, and, you know, he really stands tried and true on this foundation that if we want to build a successful business, staying plugged in is so important. And one of the things I just want to add to this to everybody is Jennifer takes the time out every week to provide tools and training and people with expertise to teach and train us to move forward to build a successful business. That's valuable time that she takes out of her week and Tony and Debbie take out of their week and your leaders take out of your week, out of their week, to prepare, to be there for us, to hold space for us. So I encourage everybody to do whatever they can to get on those calls live. It's always better to be at a live concert than it is to hear it on MP3, right? I think we can all agree with that. So foundationally, staying plugged in keeps us connected, keeps the community and the culture thriving because we're all in the same conversation. We're all in a learning and a growing mode to be better at what we're at, to communicate to people what Shackley has to offer from a health perspective and, of course, from a financial perspective. And I just want to touch on the financial perspective for just one moment. You know, it always astounds me that we are offering to people complete financial independence, complete financial and time independence. If we put some time, energy, and effort into building a successful networking business. Now, I don't know, it's very difficult for me to understand when people are looking for something that they may not see what we have to offer, but that's a very, very big offer to give to people. So it's really important that we really hone in on our listening and understand what people need so we can get them to see or we can be better at helping them to see what's available from the financial perspective. So, and staying plugged in and being part of this teaching arm is so, so, so important. And I just want to remind everybody, this is coming a little after the fact. I should have started with this in the beginning. Tony and Debbie have a summit April 5th and 6th in Orlando. It's going to be an amazing event. Eli Bremmer is going to be there. So I encourage everybody to do whatever they can to get that event, to be at that event, to be around the conversation, to be around these amazing people who have been using the products and are teaching us how to move forward. So plugged in number one, list of names number one, being plugged in number two. Number three, developing relationships. So again, with the newer people on this call, you're starting with your list, your warm circle first, your lower hanging fruit to develop that pipeline. For people that have been in for more than a year or two, they may have gotten through their list. And now they're looking at how are they going to meet new people? What platforms are out there where people can leverage their social networks? So some of the things that I just want to share that I do that have worked really well for me, Jennifer has taught me very implicitly to make sure that I speak less and listen more. And when I'm out in and about my day, I take mental notes of what people are saying to me. And I don't necessarily prospect people right at that moment. For many of you, I don't know if you're aware, I never got the phone call on, was I open to taking a look at an opportunity? And I was actively looking for a business. It took me 3 years to find Shaklee, and I'll touch on that at the end of the call. But the point is, I never got the phone call. And two of my director legs I met out and about. One I met in a nail salon, just engaging in a conversation, and we decided to exchange numbers. I didn't talk about Shaklee. Even on the second call, I didn't talk about Shaklee. I was just looking to develop the relationship. One thing led to another. I found out what that person was looking for, and she's building an amazing, successful Shaklee business. Another time, one of my distributors had asked me to go join them at a talk on environmental safety. And it was a night that I didn't want to go out. It was a cold winter night in New Jersey. And I said, you know what, I'm being invited to something. I'm going to get up, I'm going to get out, and I'm going to go to this talk. I didn't even really know too much what was going to be covered, but I decided to just go with the flow and get to that event. And through that event, we met an amazing woman who is building a huge Shaklee business, and it's so exciting to meet people when you're out there who are of like mind, and when those connectors click, like Tony always says, you know, what we need to be good at is connecting the dots. And I keep that in my mind all the time. How can I connect the dots? How can I help that person? Does this person just need a multivitamin, or does this person, you know, have a need, you know, to develop a six-figure income and everything in between? And I know it's sometimes very, very difficult because we have such an amazing opportunity, and I'll speak for myself, to focus on, you know, just that one bottle of Vitali. But it's important that we know how to do that, because if that's how we're adding value to somebody's life, then we need to focus on that and make that person feel good and know that we hear them and that we value what they're looking for. And just recently, I had an experience. I was also at the same nail salon that I frequent, and I met a lovely woman in there, and we just started chatting, and I'm sure many of you have heard of the process of forming people, family, occupation, recreation, and money. And I started building my relationship or the conversation around that, but it really didn't launch, if I have to say so. It just never really took much depth. you know, she was doing her thing, I was doing my thing. She had a half hour away from the kids, and we just started chatting a little bit, and I got some information, and when I was leaving, I just said, you know, if you ever are looking for a babysitter or whatever, you know, let me know. I have an extensive network of people, because we ended up talking about babysitting, and, you know, I can make some recommendations to you. So what I'm planning on doing next time I go back to the salon is just talk to the owner and say, I met this lovely woman, Emily, there last week. I enjoyed talking to her. You know, when she comes in next time, could you give her my number and let her know I have something I wanted to talk to her about? Now, that's a big uphill climb. I don't know if anything will come of it, to be honest with you. But because the conversation really didn't go exactly the way I wanted it to, I really couldn't get what she was looking for or, you know, what some of her visions were moving forward, I decided that I would just listen, do my very best listening, and see if there was some sort of point of reference that I could connect with at some point. If it's meant to be, it will be. If it's not, it's not. But again, those are some of the things that I do on a daily basis to try to see if I can connect with people that are looking for something. And you find out these things in the listening and having some conversations with people. So obviously, moving forward, we have to develop relationships and we have to ask questions. And that's a scary thing. So it's so important that we incorporate our growth, our education, being plugged in, some personal development, you know, reading some books that will help us to move forward so we can leverage our skills to meet people who are looking. Keeping our eyes and ears open. And in reference to community and culture within your team, you know, again, I'm the type of person that, you know, loves the social aspect of building a networking business, so it's not an uphill climb for me, but other things are. But in moving forward and finding our fishing holes or finding places where we can meet people of like mind, you know, really start with joining some groups of places that you have interest. So I love to exercise, so I put myself in places where I'm around people who love to exercise, at the gym or at the yoga studio, or I'll take a CrossFit class just to get myself out there to meet some people. And then, again, it keeps me in my conversation of staying fit and learning more about that. There's meetups. I don't know. You know, you can look up for meetups for anything today. There could be hiking meetups. There can be business meetups. There's real estate meetups. They're all over the place. Jennifer talks quite often about that she's part of a BNI network where people actually support people in their professions, and it's a great way to get your business exposed out there to people within that group. But all of these things are things that we can help everyone with and develop as the days and the weeks and the months go by. But it's so important at this time, the beginning of this new year, where we can set our intentions and our actions on a daily basis to breed success. So we need to look at what we've been doing. Has it been working? If not, how can we tweak it? Because this is a platform that if we do enough of the right things, the money will follow. And that's so important. And I think we're all part of a growing organization with exquisite leadership, exquisite actions. You know, we don't have to wonder what Tony and Debbie and Jennifer are doing. All we have to do is emulate what they're doing on a daily and a weekly and a monthly basis. Now, we have in front of us, as we move forward, we have the dream trip to Costa Rica next year. We have an opportunity for people to gain car payments and make the new director conference. So it's so critical, again, with the beginning of this new year, that we make a commitment to keeping our pipeline full, staying plugged in, putting ourselves in places that we enjoy to meet new people. Most importantly, keeping our mouths shut and listening more. That's always one for me, so please don't feel that I've got that down pat. I'm working on that on a daily basis. And creating a fun and exciting environment within your team and creating a culture and a community within your team where people feel valued. I want to leave you with just one thought before we depart today. You know, when I was thinking about what my team does as a group, as a whole, is we really lean on each other for the value that that person provides within the team. So most people in my team know that I'm not the detail person, so they don't come to me saying, hey, can you make sure all of this, all these notes get down and send it out to the team? That's not me. I'm working on it. I'm working on being better at it. But I think it's so important that everyone in your growing team knows the value that they provide, because that's what creates a feeling of success, of motivation, of excitement, inspiration, and everybody moving forward in their vision and their mission to help others build a successful Shaklee business and, you know, change their life from a health perspective, from a financial perspective, whatever, wherever the shoe fits. So on that note, I just want to share how proud and honored I am to be associated with such amazing leadership in our Shaklee businesses. We all could not be in better hands. And I hope you all have an amazing Shaklee day, a Shaklee week, and I hope that I've created some value to help move forward in your businesses. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week at the same time, same place. Have an amazing day.